Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome to the Sunday special episode of the UF Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Freed. It is so good to be back here with you, Jordana. We love a Sunday special.
We love, love, love a Sunday special. It is May 8th.
That's right.
Tell, you know, what shows do you have coming up?
I got shows. Madison, Wisconsin. That's a big show.
Love Madison.
Love Madison.
Great town.
Great town. Fun town. It has the mix of college and real people Penn State does not have, as I explained on a past episode. It's considered one of the best clubs in the country.
Matt, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Comedy on State.
You get a lot of college kids there?
It's not like, you know, it's like, it's the capital.
Okay.
So you got like real people, everyone. Yeah. You got everyone. Okay. So Madison, Wisconsin, Tampa, Florida, La Jolla, Huntsville, Nashville, Dayton, Albany, jaredfreed.com for tickets, plus our live shows. We have U Up Live.
We have U Up Live coming up in just next month. Boston, San Francisco, LA, Austin, Chicago, New York. Make sure you come there. And if you're not from one of those cities, take a little trip.
Make a trip. Yeah. Betches.co/UUpLive to get tickets. I mean, it is a fun, fun time to for be all. Had by all. That's
yes.
right.
We're gonna have a great time.
And we have the hotline, of course, 212-589-8903. Save it as J&J or save it as the guy that you're texting with and you don't want to text anymore. Save it as their number. Whatever you want to do with that number, you can save it as that. We got merch. Let's read some emails. Mugs. What would J&J say? Mugs. You up with benefits. $3 a month.
Price of a cup of coffee to hear our most intimate thoughts.
That's all they were worth.
Worth it, I would say, if I were you.
And no ads on the episodes when
exactly.
they come out.
Exactly. Even that's another huge thing. If you if you're an avid listener, save yourself some time.
There you go. So we want to get to the email. We have anything else to push here?
We got Faux Pas. And again, my new podcast, check it out, Oversharing, out now everywhere you get your podcasts. Let's hear some jingles.
We got some jingles. I love the jingles.
Me too.
You're into them?
Yeah. I mean, the last one on the last Sunday special was like the fun. Like, we were crying.
Yeah, this is.
I don't know if it's going to be anything's going to top it, but let's hear. Let's
okay.
hear. Good morning. I made you guys a little jingle. Please be gentle. This may come as a shock, but I am not professionally trained.
Oh, no.
So. Be the CEO of your dating life. Own your standard or you'll pay the price. Enter J&J to stop dating again. Root, subscribe, or share you up with a friend.
Okay. I love it. I love it.
Straight to the point.
Simple,
I like it. Yeah.
Great. It didn't have the octave changes of the J.G. Wentworth one.
Yes. So we have to subtract points for that. But overall, I really liked it.
It was great. Yeah. Okay, let's do another one.
Hi, I have a jingle submission. My name is Chelsea. I feel a little
sorry
bit
to interrupt
bad
you, Chelsea.
Now because I'm submitting this after the triple platinum artist recording. Here we go. If you're up way too late, send that text. Just got home from a bad date, send that text. If you're horny, you should show it. Don't be afraid to let them know it. If you're horny, don't ignore it. Send that text. You up? Anyways, thanks.
Okay, that could be the jingle to request the hotline.
Yes.
Remember, yeah. Right?
Yes, that's the hotline number. I could see an audience during one of our live shows singing that together in unison.
Yeah, we'll have to arrange a sing-along.
Yeah.
At the live shows this summer.
Well, we've got to save some special ones for the live shows.
Oh, yeah.
That would be fun.
We'll have to warm up the crowd with them. Okay.
We love the Sunday special because it's a shorter, we have the texts, we got the goods here.
Yes, and this one I like.
I like it.
I think it's going to be relatable and we get questions.
Very relatable. But please, people, share with your group chat. If someone's going through a similar issue, which I'm sure someone in your group chat is, let's get to it. You want to do it or you want me to?
I could do it. All right. Hi, J&J. Thank you for the consistent entertainment and advice. I'm hoping you can help with these texts. Background. I was considering buying a house with some damage and required a contractor quote for a mortgage that included the cost of repairs. I met the contractor at the house and immediately texted a friend how cute he is. He wasn't wearing a ring. I'm 31, divorced, and he's older than me, which seemed promising. After putting in an offer on the house, I thought it would be an opportunity to ask him on a date while still keeping it somewhat house-related. I was super nervous and didn't want to be overly thirsty. It's been a long time since I've dated. The conversation is attached. I initially took his response as a rejection, but then he changed tone and started adding emojis to nearly every text. What is the deal?
Well, if it's an emoji,
yeah,
he must be ready to get married.
I mean, we'll get into that.
Okay.
All right. So I will be her and you can be him.
Okay.
You're the contractor.
I'm the sexy builder.
It did have elements of that, like, yeah, like porny.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me get my toolbox out. Okay. Let's give him a new name. What would be my contractor name?
Tony.
Love it.
I think so.
Okay. So we'll give him a new name to protect the innocent.
Okay. Hi, Tony. I put in an offer on the house today. What do you think about grabbing dinner to talk about potential next steps?
Hey, it's me, Tony.
He did not say that.
He didn't say that. Okay.
He thought it, though. He thought it.
Hey, you! It's Tony! Hey, you! Having some mom's lasagna tonight. After I get done on the contractor thing. That's how little I know about building.
The contractor thing. It's the Jewish guy does contractor things.
That's how Jesus used to say it. Okay. Let me know if... Okay, so let's start again. Let's start. I got too carried away in the role of Tony.
All right, we'll do it again. All right. Hi, Tony. I put in an offer on the house today. What do you think about grabbing dinner to talk about potential next steps?
Let me know if they accept and we'll get her done.
Such a Tony thing to say.
So Tony. So contractor.
Seriously. Either way, the offer for dinner stands.
K.
I did not like that at all. You got a brutal. K? A K? That was a brutal K.
He ignored it the second time.
Okay. But then it's the next day, next morning.
Next morning. Let me know how things go with the house. I'm curious to know. Smiley face emoji.
Ooh. Mm. Will do. Sounds like it could be a while.
Good luck. Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed emoji.
Thank you. Hey, Tony, this is Blank from the Shady Dale house. They officially accepted another offer. Thumbs down emoji.
That sucks. Sorry to hear that. On to the next one. Smiley face emoji.
Yep. I guess I bought a townhouse this weekend. Doesn't really feel real.
Congratulations. Champagne emoji.
Thank you. And thank you for your work on that quote and coming out to see the place.
No worries. You're probably better off without that one anyways. Could have been a real money pit. Oh, he's getting into contractor talk.
What a gamble. So fun.
Just means you made the right move, smiley face emoji.
Well, thanks again. I was looking forward to working with you.
No problem at all. That house may have been scan of worms anyways. I don't know. Is that what that means. That's contractor talk.
Yeah.
Can of worms.
Maybe it was can.
Okay. No.
Scan. What's scan a worm scan? Yeah.
I really know nothing about building.
Something a contractor could probably convince Jared to pay for. Scan. Scan of worms.
Oh, yeah, yeah. $1,500? That's it? Okay. No problem at all. The house may have been a can of worms anyway. You're probably better off with your new digs. Congratulations and enjoy your new place.
Thanks, smiley face. And then he sends...
Smiley face.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you to achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com, promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10.
So I cannot see why this conversation would be a little confusing, because he did like follow up, but I think she shot her shot, gave her shot, whatever.
She shot it twice.
And did she shoot it twice? Oh, because she said the dinner. Okay, the first two, but the first like text day, she shot it twice, right? And he really didn't pick up. In fact, he responded with a K.
Yeah.
Which is sort of sounds like a fuck you.
He also, something very specific happened. He has read receipts on for the last message, but none of the other ones.
I think it only shows you on the last one.
But wouldn't it, I guess you're right. Oh, because they screenshot it. I would wonder, yeah. Okay, yeah, you're right.
Mike has read receipts, so yeah. I'm very familiar.
with she wasn't screenshotting it each time. Yeah, no, you're right. I think she shot her. I think you get two shots.
Why'd he text her again, though? I was a little confused about that.
Because he wants business.
Okay. Oh, because he's like, what's going on with the house? Yeah. Okay. He's like, trying to make money.
He's trying to make some money. Like, Tony's got bills to pay.
Right, because she said, let's get dinner. And he didn't say like, so, yeah. He said like, okay, let me know if you're going to be like paying me. And then I'll like add that in as a business expense.
Well, let me know if so she starts with no house. Then he says, she says the dinner thing. And then he says, let me know, we'll get her done. And he says, either way, offer dinner still stands. K. And then the only time he comes back is the next text to go, let me know about the house.
Right.
He wants to keep this because, hey, there was a money pit that he could have been working on.
Right.
He said, he literally is like, oh, I would love to work on that money pit you're about to
invest in.
Yeah. And then she does. And he goes, if I'm going to be honest, I was going to take all your money if you had gone into that house.
Right. So let me know if you need any more. Yeah. He's probably keeping in touch that she keeps her in mind for the new house.
Yeah. I mean, none of this text was him. It was him reaching out.
Do you think she was explicit enough? Because part of me read this and I was like, maybe he really does think she's asking about like a work thing.
No, I truly believe that you give people an opportunity, a little branch, they either grab or they don't.
Right.
I think if
they were interested, they'd be looking for a reason to do it. Right.
She gave a very fat branch for him to jump on. Okay. And he said, K.
K. Oh my God.
So, and listen, and also because of the work stuff, she goes, he's responsive. He's being nice.
Right.
But I think she tried. And this is the equivalent of like me at a bar sitting next to a woman going, what'd you get for a drink? And they go, vodka soda, and then turn back to their friends.
Right.
Oh,
what? The opening was there. If they wanted, you gave them the opening. They wanted to speak to you. They would have asked you a question.
They would have asked what I got for a drink.
Yeah.
Or they would have said, I get a vodka soda with a lime because I hate lemons.
Right.
You know, they would have added some sauce.
Right, to show they wanted to continue the conversation.
K is a dry piece of chicken. Yeah. No sauce.
And I really don't think you can read too much into the emojis because some people just text with emojis.
Yeah, no, the like emojis mean nothing.
That's he's just who he is.
He's showing that he's pleasant. He's a pleasant Tony. Pleasant contractor.
Pleasant
I'm here
Tony.
For all your hammering needs.
Right.
Except for down below the belt.
It's strictly profesh with Tony.
You Tony's know? All professional.
He's a professional. Don't try to, you know.
Yeah, don't try and make this about anything else but hammer and nails.
But also, like, he could have a girlfriend. So, like, don't take it too personally.
It's not about you.
Yeah.
You tried. It didn't work out. Move on. Yeah. That's okay. But I get in this situation a lot where, you know, you want to be nice. And there's a point where it's like, what else am I going to fucking say?
Right.
You know, you go.
Let it be.
Let it be. I have this happen enough times where I'm very flattered. And you go, and there's a point where if someone keeps trying, you go, I don't know, I'll fuck you. You know, like, right. You know, like I don't know. You kind of get like to the point where it's like, and you don't want to be mean. Like, I have people that message me, love the podcast, also up for drinks anytime. And I'm like, I don't know.
Right.
And I want to appreciate that they love the podcast and I'm seeing their message. And then I get in my head, I'm like, what am I going to have? Scene?
Right.
With nothing else?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to. And so I hired it. And then sometimes someone will write, love the podcast, would love to get drinks anytime. I hired it. And I go, that's me going, thank you.
Yeah.
And then they'll respond to their message going, I'll take that as a fuck you.
Well,
and you're like, okay, I'm sorry. This isn't about, I know that it's not about me.
Well, I mean, here's the thing also with that, which is why you shouldn't keep going. Because like you said, like eventually if you keep messaging someone with hints of that, they might be like bored enough to take you up on it. And then you're like, but why doesn't he want to date me? It's like, because it wasn't even like, it's almost, and I don't believe in the rules, but like there are like the rules are sort of, I remember reading something about them with that in mind. It's like the idea that like, if you ask them out, then you don't know if they actually like are just bored or they like actually want to go or something.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like there is like an element of that. But I think this was fine. Like this was a great way to do it. There's nothing wrong there. And if he was interested, this would have been the ideal situation for him to set it up.
This could have worked out.
Yeah.
They did all, this person did nothing wrong.
Right.
And so didn't he.
Yeah.
Let's remember that. Like Tony was above board.
Agreed.
And I, you know, it goes back to like, if there's leftovers in the fridge, you're like, I don't want pizza.
Right.
And then you go back to the fridge, get a water. You're like, I don't want pizza. I can't eat the pizza. Then you go back to the fridge, get another water. You're like, I didn't even want water. Just wanted to look at the pizza. Then you're like, I'll take one bite. And then you're 3 months in. In a situation with the pizza.
As
you're
we
fucking
do.
This pizza.
Yeah.
And you got to end it. And they go, what are we?
And now the like, pizza's mad at you.
Yeah, the pizza
like,
now
it's
my
fault.
Yeah.
Like it's your fault. Even though you called the pizza numerous times.
Yeah.
And, you know, the pizza was just sitting there innocently.
Yeah.
It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real. I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. you're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Boll & Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Boll & Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at BollandBranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, BollandBranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP.
Let's play it. We have a new game. Ready for a new game?
I'm ready.
Let's play some games. And you can get the new Let's Play Some Games mug on
ShopEdges.com.
ShopEdges.com. I'll read it. So this is J&J rate audience ideas for ways to meet in real life / creative dates, etc. I love this.
Same.
You ready?
Great idea.
J&J, love you. It seems like Jared is a proponent of the unique meets, like his plus one party idea, so I figured I'd share this dating idea that happened in my dream.
Okay.
Men get wet dreams. Women get dreams about good dates.
This is a guy.
Oh, it's a dude?
Yeah.
Good.
So men get men.
I guess, know, yeah.
Just dreaming of
I guess he came to this date idea. Yeah. Okay, ready? Okay. Seems like Jared's proponent. Okay, maybe the dating idea that happened in my dream. Maybe it doesn't actually work in real life, but we write to edit, right? So yeah, I'm with you, dude. The way this played out in the dream was a group of three of us single guys booked a dinner reservation for two people, each at a different restaurant, all in the same general area for like 7:30 on a Friday night. Then went to a Friday happy hour at 5 p.m. or so, met a group of three single girls we vibed with, and asked them out to dinner that night to each go to our respective restaurants. With the plan that each couple goes out and has dinner, then the group of six would all meet back up at some bar afterwards to wind down and see how it went. I think it's a different way to have the structured spontaneity. I hope that all makes sense. Logistically, seems like it would only work with a small group, and obviously the numbers have to match up. Plus, you'd have to establish good enough convo early at the happy hour so everyone felt comfortable, had time to get ready for dinner. I remember waking up thinking it was feasible, but I'm curious to hear your thoughts or adjustments. Sincerely, a betchin' dude.
So let me
rehash this.
Let me get this straight. Yeah. The idea is you meet at happy hour. You pre-meet at happy hour, or you just happen to meet, you go out one guy goes out with two other guys to happy hour. They meet three separate girls separately, take them to dinner with pre-made reservations that they have that night.
I have a reservation waiting.
At a place close to the happy hour. And then afterwards, they all commit to meeting back at the happy, at a bar locally. And this is the date idea. This is why.
So hypothetically, this guy hasn't.
I want to write in an email about reacting to this. I give this.
We write to edit. Okay?
I give this a 2 out of 10.
It's not great, but I hear what I mean, he's not really thinking of the women in this scenario because you have to have three women that are just alone at a bar waiting
all
to be picked
take
up.
Take out to dinner that night.
Unless it's, hey.
And then also free after dinner to go hang.
Yeah. Oh, I had nothing planned.
Right. You know, there used to be a, you've been on Grouper? Yes,
Grouper.
This is like, this is a worse version of Grouper, which didn't succeed.
Yes. So Grouper was, you had to have like two friends and all three.
It was $20 a person.
Okay.
They tell you the time and location of the bar.
Mm-hmm.
You and two friends meet another group of three, assuming everyone's heterosexual, men of the people of the opposite sex at a bar, and they pay for the first drink because you all already paid $20.
Anytime I heard about this Grouper, I knew people who went on this.
I went on a Grouper.
They would always turn into shit shows. Like everyone would get hammered.
I thought it was actually kind of a fun idea.
I thought it was a fun idea. You needed friends.
Well, here's, it's right. You needed
single friends.
It was a good, like, I'm just entering the dating world and I'm not really ready for like the intensity of a one-on-one date. Yeah. So I'm looking for like something that's not quite a mixer, but not quite a one-on-one date. And so like, I mean, I don't know anyone who met anyone off of there, but it was also not around for that long. But the concept was kind of, was better than this.
Yeah. And I think this is too many people and too many variables.
Yeah.
That's his problem.
A lot of things have to fall into place.
Yeah. You have to have like literally wake up and go, last night was a movie.
Exactly.
You know, like, you need that kind of.
It was a dream.
Women.
Yeah, last night was an actual dream. Yeah,
the dream. It makes sense this is a dream. Three hot women just waiting to be asked out on dinner that night alone.
Yes.
Yeah. It seems good for you and your buddies.
And you each perfectly align with one of them.
And now we all live on the same block and our kids go to school
together. We all live in the same house.
Yeah. And we all fuck. How would you
what
fix
would you rate it?
It's not good. I think he needs to cut this down to him and one other dude.
Okay.
And I think
double date. They take the two girls to dinner.
And I think you and the dude, the problem is
one reservation for four people.
One resi for four. But how do you find, I guess the idea, the problem is no one wants to go alone with two people that know each other.
That's what I'm saying. It'd have to be like another group of like two friends.
How do you find two friends, both single? And how do you decide who goes with who?
You'd have to choose before you approach them who you were going to try to woo. You'd have to all be like of a similar attractance level and similar person.
Hey, let's get, we're having this. the app puts you into numbers. They're like, so you guys are sixes.
There's another
fun.
Set of sixes over there.
We're gonna get you set up.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know how this. I don't think this,
I wouldn't invest.
No, I wouldn't. I think
it's no three batch movers.
Three batch movers. Is so funny to me. Can you help me?
No. I'll take the throw pillow.
I don't know what's a good idea for a date anymore that would involve a group. That's what I keep thinking.
I think the Grouper was such a good idea. Your idea was better. Of like everyone, you have a party. Everyone bring a friend they're not interested in.
Yeah, or any friend. Just bring
your friend they are interested in.
What if we did this? What if your married friend? Everyone goes. My friends are all married. Okay, your married friends have to come to a bar with one friend.
Okay.
And two married couples both have to bring a friend. Single friend. Two married couples on a double date. Married couples want double dates.
Okay.
They want to do date night.
So they have to find a person to go on the double date with their friend.
Now they have a triple date.
Right, but then you're adding a lot of people in relationships into this bar.
Well,
room for the singles.
I know. Well, I guess I'm saying like if a couple was to go out with another couple and then each couple invites one single friend. Now you're on a six person date.
Okay.
You sit the two across from each other in the middle and the other couple surround them.
Okay. The app is called No Pressure.
No Pressure.
And then everyone watches them.
Everyone watches them.
Yes.
And then the couples pay for the two single people.
Because they are so invested in finding a good double date
they're
person.
Dual income household. They have
or maybe it's a
rent.
Game show and it's like a date. It's like date our friend. It's like double date our friend. And then we interview various people, but it's really people that they like.
Mm.
So they could be on the double date with them.
Maybe it's the single person goes out with their married friends and the married friends are tasked with talking to people. So the married friends get to like flirt, but they're flirting on your behalf.
Yes.
So now, and then you have a dinner reservation waiting.
It's supposed to be like what it'd be like to be like a celebrity who like just sends people out to go get like women for them to date.
Yeah, from the crowd.
I have a reservation, right? Yes,
there's a reservation.
Are you interested in going out with A-Rod?
There's a reservation at a Japanese steakhouse where they cook it in front of you. Jared will be waiting for you wearing one of the chef's hats at the corner of the table. He likes extra fried rice.
Just, you know, it sounds like an escort service the more we describe it, but I don't know.
Okay.
So we're right to edit. Like, I would rate this a 2. What do you rate it? I think I need a number.
Yeah. This is a 1. That ain't going to happen.
Okay.
Going to be a no for me, dog.
Okay. Well, I guess you're the Simon. You are not going to Hollywood.
Yeah. I like where his spirit is at, but it's just, I don't know. Listen, I'm sure people listening right now, we have a very creative audience.
That's what I'm saying. Submit yours, rate my date, and you know, maybe that'll be our next Do You Want Mixer after our Broadway show.
I would also like to have people write in with the dates they've actually taken people on.
Yes, creative dates that have actually been executed.
UUP@betches.com. Jordana, we solved dating again.
I'm so proud of us. Another week, another solved situation, and we will be back on Wednesday. Bye.
Boom.
You Up is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Maddie Paul. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at You Up Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And send us your emails to youup@betches.com. Betches.